Welcome to CSR Chickering Students Radio. Your hosts today are Audrey, Liza, Jane, Lauren, and Emily. At Chickering School, the fifth graders received something very special. What was the special something? It was a group of actors and actresses who performed a play called Cry Innocent. They reenacted a Salem witch trial, a stressful event for colonists who lived in the town of Salem, Massachusetts. People could accuse anyone of being a witch. They could accuse them of anything, like not behaving well in church or eating too fast. This was a sign of witchcraft. So before you listen to the interview with one of the actors, here's a little background information about this trial. It was a huge mistake. A couple girls from the town of Salem started to shake and act very, very strange. They decided to tell the residents that they were bewitched by Bridget Bishop. She was accused of being a witch, tried and sentenced to death by hanging. Cry Innocent is a recreation of her trial. We trust you will enjoy listening to how the actors prepare for their presentations.
What do you do to prepare for your shows?
When you first get cast, there's a lot of prep work that has to go into this show. We learn all the parts and we swap in and out, so there's a lot of line learning that has to go on. In addition to line learning and normal acting character work, we have to do a lot of research on the Massachusetts Bay Colony, 17th century New England, Puritan theology, Puritan law, witchcraft. We have to have a really clear understanding of what life was like then, what these people's belief system was, and how all of that led to the Salem witch trials, really, because when we get up there and we have to answer questions from people, you know, we have to have a really comprehensive sense of what was going on so that we can respond quickly to the questions that we get.
Where do you perform?
We perform all over. We mainly perform in a building called Old Town Hall in Salem, Massachusetts. So obviously, all this took place in Salem, so we are sort of at the heart of it, which is really cool. But yeah, it's an old building. It's I don't know exactly what year, but it's not a doesn't go all the way back to the 17th century, so it's not actually from the witch trials, but it's a couple hundred years old. So it's this big old wooden hall, and we usually perform in there. But we also do shows like this where we take it, we get in a car and we drive around. We go as far, you know, we don't go across the country, but we do shows sort of all over New England and Massachusetts. Yeah.
What is it like to perform such a serious thing?
Well, we don't really always think of it as super serious. There are moments that are funny, the characters that are funny. You know, it's not that the witch trials were funny, but they just had such a different way of thinking than what we're used to that we find a lot of humor and a lot of fun in what we're doing. And we're always sort of making jokes up and adding new bits that we think are funny based off of something new that we learned about history. So it's really, you know, we do feel like we have a job to help people better understand how the witch trials happened, because it is hard for some people. Like, how do so many people get like tricked into thinking something like this is happening? And so we do take that job seriously, but we don't really, it's not so depressing and serious and hard work for us. For us, we're always laughing a lot when we rehearse, and we're always having a lot of fun, and we're always cracking jokes and coming up with new bits that we think are really funny. So we have a lot of fun. We all also really love history, so it's enjoyable work for all of us. Yeah.
How did you get interested in the Salem witch trials?
Well, I actually grew up in Salem, so I've lived in Salem for a long time, and we study it in school and stuff like that, and really the way I got interested in it in a more serious way was through Cry Innocent. I studied theater in college. I'm an actor. I needed a job when I graduated. They were having auditions. It was in Salem. I knew some people who had done it, so I tried out more as an actor than as a historian. But then once I got involved and started learning more about it, I realized just how interesting the whole era is and what was going on is. And so since then, I've spent the past, I guess, 3 years now learning a lot about it. And I think it's a really amazing little nugget of history, yeah, slice of history.
Thank you for your time.
Of course, thank you for your questions.
The performance was amazing, and the entire fifth grade gave them a well-deserved standing ovation. Everyone loved the amazing performance. The trial was so detailed and well-acted. The actors definitely practiced and knew their material because the skit showed their effort and concentration. It must have been very scary to be accused of being a witch, but crying your innocence wasn't enough to prove your innocence. Thanks for joining us today.